Here's what no one tells you about entrepreneurship. 90% of startups fail, and it's not because the founders didn't hustle hard enough. A billionaire once admitted, "I got really, really lucky, and life isn't fair." That's Evan Spiegel, Snapchat's founder, speaking a truth most success stories conveniently omit. We've been sold a fantasy that anyone with enough grit can build the next unicorn from their garage. But what if the real secret isn't working harder? It's understanding the invisible advantages you already possess and weaponizing them. Silicon Valley loves its rags-to-riches mythology, but let's be honest, it's mostly fiction. Spiegel didn't just dream up Snapchat in a dorm room through sheer willpower. He grew up in a multi-million-dollar LA mansion, attended elite private schools with tutors charging $250 per hour, and leveraged family connections to enter Stanford and meet tech royalty. His execution was brilliant, yes, but his starting line was miles ahead of most people's finish line. LinkedIn co-founder Reid Hoffman captured it perfectly when asked if his success came from hard work or privilege. Massively, both. That's the uncomfortable truth we need to embrace. Hard work matters enormously, but pretending it's the only factor creates a toxic mental health crisis where people compare themselves to statistical outliers and feel like failures when they don't become the next Zuckerberg. Success isn't purely earned or purely lucky. It's a complex dance between effort and circumstance. This isn't about fairness or meritocracy. It's about playing the game with your eyes wide open, recognizing that while the deck may be stacked, you still have cards worth playing. The Serenity Prayer gets it right. Accept what you can't change, change what you can, and develop the wisdom to know the difference. Most entrepreneurs chase generic, find your passion advice without inventorying their unique competitive edges. The Miles framework identifies five categories determining entrepreneurial success: money, capital and runway, intelligence and insight, multiple forms of smarts, location and luck, right place, right time, education and expertise, formal and self-directed learning, and status, network and personal brand. All rest on mindset, the foundation providing greatest leverage for change. The liberating truth: you don't need all these advantages. WhatsApp founder John Coombe wasn't wealthy, but he leveraged programming expertise and privacy-focused ideals from growing up in Ukraine to build a $10 billion success. The strategy isn't accumulating every advantage. It's partnering with people whose strengths complement yours and building a business model that plays to your specific hand. Intelligence is multidimensional. The Collison brothers created a programming language at 16 before founding Stripe. But street smarts, social intelligence, emotional awareness, and bullshit detection often matter more. Nikola Tesla had extraordinary technical genius, but died nearly penniless due to business naivety. Creative intelligence matters too. Steve Jobs' calligraphy class later influenced Apple's revolutionary font design, a uniquely human advantage as automation increases. Money provides extended runway, critical when startups take years to become profitable. As Jay-Z raps, "Even if I fell, I'd land on a bunch of money." Wealth cushions failure, explaining why many founders come from privilege. The paradox: too much money breeds complacency, while constraints force creativity. Without capital, focus on low-cost businesses that become profitable quickly, learn perpetually monetizable skills like marketing and sales, or freelance while building your startup. The reality growth mindset balances optimism with reality. Mind over matter, but matter still matters. This means cultivating vision, clearly imagining goals, resourcefulness, assembling the airplane while falling, constant learning. Yesterday's expertise is tomorrow's obsolescence, and grit, continuing despite rejection. When Ash joined Just Eat, management constantly expanded their vision from $50 million to $150 million, though even they didn't foresee the eventual massive IPO. Inner status, confidence, and self-esteem powerfully influences outer status. When you genuinely like yourself, others unconsciously detect it. Imposter syndrome affects up to 70% of people, especially entrepreneurs. Those "I'm out of my depth" thoughts are normal. The disconnect comes from comparing your internal struggles to others' polished exteriors. Beyond intelligence lies insight, seeing what others miss. Will Shu noticed London's inferior food delivery and worked as a rider 8 hours daily for 9 months, gaining invaluable insights that transformed Deliveroo. Spend more time understanding problems than developing solutions. That's where real competitive advantage emerges. Silicon Valley became the world's premier startup hub through perfect convergence. Naval presence attracting tech companies, world-class universities providing talent, and venture capital establishing nearby. By 2017, this small area received nearly 45% of all U.S. venture capital. Location matters because businesses cluster: Hollywood for film, Wall Street for finance. Timing matters even more. Bill Gross found timing accounted for 42% of startup success, more than team, execution, or idea. Snapchat recognized Generation Z's shift toward visual communication, coinciding with better smartphone cameras. Just Eat launched as people preferred ordering via apps over phone calls. While we can't control all luck, you can create your own. Maximize opportunities by being observant and proactive. Trust your intuition, expect to be lucky, and turn bad luck into good by controlling your response. Status is your personal brand, how others perceive your value. Startup founders leverage this by mentioning high-status connections, ex-Googler, Stanford dropout. Pattern recognition creates bias. Looking like a middle-class, white, nerdy hacker guy from Harvard increases investment odds. Yet outsider perspectives reveal insights typical founders miss. Sarah Blakely transformed door-to-door sales rejection into entrepreneurial resilience, building billion-dollar Spanx. Her aha moment cutting off tight's feet created Shapewear, an insight no man would have. Education offers three advantages: knowledge, network, and signaling. Elite universities, Stanford, Harvard, Berkeley, MIT, consistently produce unicorns. Google emerged from Page and Brin's Stanford dissertation applying academic citations to search. But expertise develops through application, learning by doing. Build it through online courses, books, mentors 2 to 5 years ahead, and hands-on practice. Most importantly, take action. Meet people, attend events, publish work. Nobody counts attempts, only successes. The game isn't perfection, but leveraging what makes you uniquely qualified to solve specific problems. Success means playing your hand strategically, not having every advantage. Define success with process-based criteria you control, actions, not outcomes. Choose your path. Lifestyle startups sustain specific income with constrained growth, focusing on profitability. Hypergrowth startups require massive funding and prioritize market share over immediate profits. Execution trumps ideas. Most successful startups are variations of existing concepts. Visualize a specific person whose problem you want to solve, often problems they've accepted as unchangeable. Scratching your own itch gives you a head start, since you are the target market. Building solo is exponentially harder. Use the Miles framework to identify weaknesses and find co-founders with complementary advantages. Coom paired with Acton at WhatsApp, Zuckerberg with Saverin and later Sandberg at Facebook. Test your idea before seeking funding. Build a minimum viable product with only core features. As Reid Hoffman says, if you're not embarrassed by the first version of your product, you've launched too late. Let real user feedback, not assumptions, guide rapid iteration. Balance luck and hard work mindsets. The first fosters gratitude. The second empowers change. Your unfair advantages aren't static. They evolve constantly. Today's disadvantage might become tomorrow's edge. Sarah Blakely's rejection resilience from door-to-door sales built her billion-dollar empire. Jan Koum's privacy concerns from Soviet surveillance shaped WhatsApp's philosophy. That outsider perspective you're embarrassed about could reveal opportunities insiders miss. Stop comparing your beginning to someone else's middle. Stop waiting for perfect conditions. Conduct your personal advantage audit. Identify your unique strengths and build something only you could create. Real entrepreneurial success isn't replicating someone else's journey. It's charting your own path using advantages others don't yet recognize as valuable.